Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roy Blunt Jr. and Amy Dickinson each has 3 points. Alonzo Bowden has 2.
All right. Alonzo, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. To replace Rahm Emanuel, President Obama named longtime aide Peter Rouse as his new blank.
White House Chief of Staff.
Right. AIG announced it had reached a deal to repay the billions of dollars it received during the blank.
Bailout.
Right. The Postal Regulatory Commission said no to a proposed rate hike that would have increased the price of a blank to 46 cents.
Stamp.
Right. After being briefly hospitalized in Cleveland for a stomach ailment, blank was released on Thursday.
Jimmy Carter.
Right. A pair of teenagers who stole a car in Colorado Springs were easily caught because blank.
It was a police car?
No, they didn't know how to drive a stick shift. Bon Jovi, the Beastie Boys, and Neil Diamond were among the musicians nominated this year for induction into the blank.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. The show Dancing with the Stars showed extra footage to prove that crowds were not, in fact, booing a blank.
Sarah Palin.
Right. A police officer in California is under investigation for arresting a young man for the crime of blanking.
Arresting a young man for the crime of crying?
No, for the crime of dating his daughter.
Oh.
In full uniform, the officer went to the boy's home, slapped the cuffs on him, and told him he was under arrest, saying, "A cop's daughter is not somebody you mess around with. You're stupid." Turns out the stupid one was the officer, though, because the boy's parents were taping it on video the whole time. Carl, how did Alonzo do on our quiz?
Alonzo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Alonzo has the lead.
That was really well done, Alonzo.
Thank you, Peter.
Well done.
Good round.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go second. So here we go, Amy. Fill in the blank. With temperatures reaching 113 degrees, a heat wave in blank broke the thermometer.
Los Angeles?
Yes. President Obama won no fans among kids this week when he suggested lengthening the blank.
School year?
Right. There were far fewer casualties than originally feared as a result of this week's landslide in blank.
Oh, Mexico?
Right. The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would require television companies to broadcast blanks at the same volume as other programming.
Ads?
Right. The winning design for Taiwan's Protect Copyright poster design contest was disqualified after judges discovered blank.
It was a copy of another...
copyrighted poster, yes. Gloria Stewart, the actress who became the oldest Academy Award nominee for her performance in the movie Blank, died this week at 100 years
old. Titanic.
Yes, a stone carver, a typographer, and a television producer were among the recipients of this year's Blank grants.
MacArthur.
Right. The owner of a Denver strip club revealed she sends her employees to be, quote, trained by blank.
Wait, the owner of a Denver strip club sends her employees to be trained by SEALs.
No, to be trained by Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I was so close.
In a revealing interview, Debbie Matthews of Shotgun Willie's strip club in Denver says customer service at her place is so good because her managers are trained at Disney.
Wait a minute. Whoa. The name of the place is Shotgun Willie's?
Shotgun Willie's strip club.
Would you go to a place called Shotgun Willie's? It just sounds dangerous.
If there were naked ladies inside, men would go into a club called Moldy Anthrax. Men. Men would go into a club called Your Armed Ex-Wife. What are you talking about? They don't notice the name, is what I'm saying. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 17 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
Well done. That was a commanding performance, Amy. So how many, then, does Roy need to win? I'm guessing a lot.
7 to tie.
Oh, my gosh.
8 to win outright.
Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Authorities announced that they had thwarted a Mumbai-style terror plot in blank.
In Germany.
Yeah, in Germany, all over Europe, in fact. This week, AirTran Airlines was purchased by rival airline blank.
Oh, God, I know this. Southwest.
Right. On Tuesday, North Korea announced that the youngest son of blank had been promoted to general.
Kim Jong-il. His name is Kim Jong-un.
Yep, that's true. After it was reported by multiple news outlets, the UN was forced to announce that they had not appointed an ambassador for blank.
Appointed an ambassador for... public relations.
No, for aliens. A study found that 1 in 3 British homeowners have gotten into heated arguments with their neighbors over blank.
Dogs.
their trash cans. Oh. Jimmy Heselden, the owner of the Segway company, died this week when he blanked.
He backed his Segway off a cliff.
Right. Ben and Jerry's ice cream company agreed this week to drop the phrase blank from its labels.
Yummy.
No. All natural things. Oh. The Commonwealth Games could be getting a lot more exciting now that organizers have hired blank to help with security.
The Hells Angels.
No. 40 monkeys.
No. Yeah.
The large gray langur monkeys will be patrolling the athlete's village, keeping an eye out for light-fingered rhesus monkeys. The rhesus monkeys have been known to break into buildings and steal equipment. But the monkeys won't be working alone. After one athlete found a live cobra in his room, this is true, organizers immediately hired 50 snake charmers to patrol the grounds.
Can't somebody get a robot to do all of those jobs?
A robot with a bow. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
Roy needed at least 7 to tie, but Roy had just 4 correct answers. God. So with 17 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's
Well
champion.
Done. Well done, Amy.